Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordana and Paul here. I'm glad you're back and feeling better.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
David and I got to spend the morning together. As we mentioned earlier in the show, David and I went out to McDonald's in Cottage Grove. And when we drove back, we were looking for parking downtown. David doesn't pay, you know, the $250 or whatever it is for a, you know, whatever it is for a garage downtown.
Yeah, heated, reserved spot. I don't do that whole deal.
Highway robbery.
Yeah. Heated. Wow. You know. Heated?
Yeah, yours is heated. Okay,
no,
Mr.
It's not.
Fancy Pants.
It's not heated.
All right, Fancy Pants. So we're looking on the street for parking. So we're looking, and we circle once, and then we see a car whose lights turn on. And I said, oh, David, right there on the left. Go. There's a spot right there up ahead. So David pulls up behind the car, you know, like a pulls over on the side of the road and pulls up behind the car. And then the person is kind of chilling in the car. They're texting or doing whatever they're doing in the car. You know, it's their car. It's their spot. They get to do that. And I said, well, pull up. Let's see if she's getting out. Because there's people starting to line up behind him now. We're on a very busy street downtown. And he just kind of sits there. And I said, well, do you want me to get out and go knock on her window? David does not respond. And then a few minutes later, he says, I'm just going to go around and see if there's a spot on 8th. And I look at him. I go, David, pull up and see if she's pulling out. So he pulls up and she notices us and she rolls down her window. And one of us said, are you pulling out? And she goes, yeah, I'm leaving. I said, great. David pulled back. She pulled out. We got into the spot. And then we get into our show meeting, and he reprimanded me for being a bee.
A bee?
Yeah.
A queen bee?
I got that man a parking spot. So I think he is off point saying that I was a pushy New Jersey gal.
Well, I mean, the Minnesota nice thing to do would have been to say, look, that's her spot. She paid for it. I'm not going to aggravate her by honking my horn or even rolling down my window. I'm not going to engage. I don't want to threaten her. I don't want to in any way.
Asking if she's pulling out of the spot is threatening?
Now, look, that story was, it was 100% true.
Okay, good.
Until the part about the show meeting and what I said about you.
David,
I did not call you any derogative words or letters.
No. David is way too nice to say that. But he goes, Jordana, it didn't even occur to me to pull up next to her and ask if she was leaving. I was just going to go look for another spot.
Because that's what you do in Minnesota. You don't go honk at somebody.
Right.
You don't knock on the window.
Right.
You don't pull up and pressure them. No. You just go around the block and you find a different spot that can be your spot because they're in that spot. That's their deal.
They paid for that spot.
You just go around the block.
She paid for that spot. But
maybe in Jersey, where you're from, you like
honk
and make them angry.
I can be plenty rude. But I did not even I'm like, this is just how people act. This is normal interactions in life. Are you leaving your spot? Great, you're leaving. I'm going to take it after you. I didn't even think that this person would be put out in any way.
But the message you're sending by confronting her.
I did not confront her. I just asked if she was leaving.
Is that I'm in a hurry. Get out of my way.
Okay. Somebody needs to call into this radio station right now and tell these boys they're completely insane.
I think I like your world better where you're allowed to do that.
But
that is not the world that we live in here in Minnesota.
Look,
you don't do that.
When I moved here in 83, it took me months to just simmer the hell down, to just calm down. Because I would, you know, out east, a light turns green.
And you're on the horn, baby.
And if people aren't moving immediately.
Yeah, people are getting the bird.
Mm-hmm. And here, I did that once or twice, and people looked at me like I was an alien. Like, why would you do that?
But, Paul.
You have to.
I was so nice. I just said, are you leaving? It wasn't like, are you moving? Are you leaving? Like, I didn't even do the whole Jersey thing. I just said, are you pulling out? And she was like, yeah, I'm pulling out. And she pulled out, and she was totally fine with it. The fact that it didn't even occur to David to ask is the disconnect for me.
Well,
just ask for what you want. And you know what? You might get it because that was a great freaking spot, really close to the station. Killer spot, David.
It's back to the whole passive aggressive.
And by the way, remember to feed the meter. Okay, remember to feed your meter.
Oh, so I need to do that right now.
Yeah, don't get a ticket. That's right. Don't get a ticket. All right. I asked for callers. Mike, you tell them they're nuts. You tell them, Mike.
I was in Chicago in 1970-something, and my introduction to the concept that you just outlined, that's where I learned it. And it was kind of odd to me. I'm not even in a car, but I'm approaching one on the side by the sidewalk, you know, and this person rolls down their window, and they yell to me, "Are you coming out?"
Oh, they wanted your spot that you were going to get into. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not what I thought they were talking about when they yelled at me.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Funny.
Very personal.
I agree, you know, that yes, it's not an imposition to ask politely if you're coming out. And because if you go around the...
Thank you, Mike.
If you go around the block, they might have pulled out and somebody has pulled in. So there you go. You just lost. You know?
Mike, well said.
Oh,
well
my.
Said.
Oh, my.
He's on the right track.
Oh,
Dana, Dana's in Minneapolis. Tell him they're crazy, Dana.
This is Donna.
Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I'm with you, Josh. Born and raised in Minnesota, and I asked. Even when I went to Normandale School, you'd pull up to the door and say, "I'll take you to your car. I'll take your spot."
I'll take you. Because spots are hard to come by. So it's gold if you find somebody pulling up.
On the block forever.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Donna says she's with me.
Still think it's a little rude. I think it's a little pushy. It's a little East Coast.
Donna, you're a good woman.
It's a little in your
face. And you're very nice.
Donna, thank you. I'm sorry she got your name wrong, no. Donna.
Clark's in St. Paul. Clark, tell them they're nuts.
Yeah. You got to get out of that spot. You know, take care of your business when you're not in the car. You get in the car, you got to look around and see if there's someone waiting to get in. Then you're obliged to get out. We got business to take care of. It's a big kid world.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Clark has business. I had business.
But she paid for that spot.
Oh, my gosh.
She put money into the meter.
Okay.
I'd like to use every last minute I'm entitled to and paid for it.
I'm so proud, by the way, of these Minnesotans calling in.
Hold on. But that last car, Clark was talking about a different issue. He's talking about whether you should sit in your car and do business in that spot.
You get the hell out.
That's a different issue than we're talking about.
Not really.
Well, she was texting.
She was texting. She didn't need that to go.
Yeah, but you weren't angry with her for sitting in the spot for a while.
Rude,
you just wanted
all.
To know if she was leaving.
That's true. I just wanted to know. Because sometimes, look, here's the deal. Sometimes you go and you're waiting for somebody inside the building. And I get that. You still have to maintain your spot. You might be getting out. I get that. I wasn't angry at all. I was
Did
actually
you
very nice.
Flash the lights and actually honk the horn a
David,
few times?
None of those things happened.
None of those things?
David would never allow that because he actually is nice.
That's restraint.
Me, not so much, but I was nice this morning.
Paul, if you were the one in that car and you're just maybe pulling up directions or texting your wife, "I'll be home in 20 minutes, and Jordana comes up behind you coming in hot wanting your spot, how would you react to that? Do you sit there for another half an hour just to stick it to her?
I think it would depend how she approached.
Okay.
How she approached me.
So you'd stay there and stick it to her.
If she was friendly and said, "Hey, is there any way I could
please?" We just decided, though, it's not friendly to be that car that is pressuring you to get out of your spot.
If she first complimented me on my car, if she said, "Man, is that a what is
Which
is
car
that
are you driving what in this that? Hypothetical?
Yeah.
Oh, you
and
know
how
what?
Do you get your hair to do that, sir?
Barb.
If she did that, then maybe I would
please
actually.
Please talk some sense into these delicate flowers. Please, Barb.
Yeah, Barb. Don't take her side.
I don't understand it at all. I mean, they're making it sound like you held a gun to the woman's head. For God's sakes, anyway, you just asked her a simple, nice question. You're nuts.
Thank you, Barb. She told you were nuts. I did. Then there were no weapons involved. Maybe if Paul was around, but there were no weapons involved.
A Jersey woman, I thought, is a weapon.
I am weaponized now. That's right.
Yeah,
I
that's
have
true.
Been weaponized.
Wow.
I weaponized David's car by just being in it.
I think you have to be careful when you go up to a stranger's vehicle. I'm just saying, in general, you want to assume
this
the
is
best.
The most insane conversation I
would,
have ever
I would
had.
Not have been surprised at all if in that situation, if the person would have rolled their window down and said, "What are you doing? Don't bother me," and roll it back up again.
You wouldn't have said that. You're nice.
I would not have said that because
you're
I would
nice.
Have, but I would have wanted to say that.
Really?
Part of me would have wanted to say, just go find your own spot. This is mine.
98% of the people are good, no issues. 2% bad apples.
Even if it was a bad apple, I would have said, are you pulling out? Maybe they would have said, look, dude, I need to do some work. Okay, how long? Because I need a spot. I would have negotiated a little for it. You know, how long are you going to be here? Should I circle, wait for me to come back?
You know, if you had brought this person muffins, if you bring them food, yeah. Oh, just like a little, a hot
home,
dish
only home
sort.
Baked, damn, though. It's not, no, nothing store-bought.
Just a muffin.
I didn't even think that this was a segment. I thought what I was doing was normal
it's
life.
It's still not a segment.
Like, I was doing life when I asked that lady how long she was going to be there. And then when David came in and was like, Jor busted out the jersey in the car, I'm like, whoa, back it up. What is happening here? I can't believe that. I mean, thank God, at least these Minnesotans who called in. Thank you very much, callers. They all agree.
So we
me.
Can agree. In summary, it was a little aggressive. It was a little pushy.
Definitely
it was a little
aggressive.
Passive aggressive.
Yep. There's,
she
there's,
got her way.
There's four people in this state that agree with Jordana, herself yeah. and those three callers. The rest of
she
us
set those up.
The rest of us wouldn't bother to call because yeah. we're passive Minnesotans.
Here See, I'd go down one block and just say, all right, that is. That woman fought for that spot.
You know what? David would still be circling if it wasn't
I did
for me.
Just plug my meter, so don't worry. I won't get a ticket.
Okay, I hope not. Still be looking for a spot if it wasn't for good old JG over here. I got you. I'll take care of you, baby. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we done?
We're done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.